Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat, the New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And not to make light of bringing back New York, it is the mission of this nightly broadcast here on AM 970, The Answer in New York City. But tonight, I'm thinking and reflecting and pondering how to help bring back Florida. As Hurricane Ian has hovered around the Category 5 strength for much of the day as it made landfall. And as the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale is a 1 to 5 based rating on a hurricane's maximum sustained wind speed, the scale does not take into account other potentially deadly hazards like storm surge, rainfall, flooding, and tornadoes, which all can spin off. The Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale estimates potential property damage. All hurricanes produce life-threatening winds. Hurricanes rated Category 3 and higher are known as majors. Major hurricanes causing devastating to catastrophic wind damage and significant loss of life simply due to the strength of their winds. And I couldn't believe about 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon, I'm working in my studio in my house, and I pull up a story on social media, and there from CBS Evening News, they have a cut of two children literally playing in the water, what looks like storm surge between like a highway and some sort of other gated fence area. And I'm sorry, I lost my mind. I wanted to grab those kids and take them in my arms and find a safe place for them. But two kids just out playing in the oncoming hurricane, and like there wasn't a worry in the world, except, you know, the whole scene is deadly gray and, you know, ominous and, you know, so bad. I hope that they're okay. I there's no way to know their names or who they were, but if you saw the CBS clip, I saw it on Instagram. But if you go to the CBS News section of Instagram, you can probably see the clip. But it's a girl in a red, a pink pullover, looks like play dress or something like that, and looks like her brother who's running around in a pair of shorts and topless. But I don't know. It really, really disturbed me to see two kids just out. I mean, where are their parents? Why are these kids unsupervised? Because there's nobody around. It's just the two of them in this huge, enormous place of water. And, you know, kids can drown in a cup. You've had kids drown in just a little tiny bit of water before. This is a hurricane coming on shore, you know, whether it's a Cat 4 or Cat 5. By the way, when they were talking about it, when the eye started to come over the shore today, they were talking about how it was, 155 miles an hour, which is technically 2 miles an hour under where the Category 5 starts. But Janice Dean from Fox News told me, she said, Kev, it doesn't matter. It's Cat 4, Cat 5. It's just a category catastrophic. That's what you need to think about in terms of this tonight. So that's that. We've got another kind of significant headline that I want to bring to you. It involves Americans, but the U.S. Embassy in Russia is now urging Americans to flee. Flee Russia immediately. The U.S. Embassy urging all Americans to flee the nation following Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization decree last week. Russia may refuse to acknowledge dual nationals' U.S. citizenship, deny their access to U.S. consular assistance, prevent their departure from Russia, and conscript dual nationals for military service. This is how bad his war is going. He's going to try to draft American citizens to serve in the Russian army. Throw me off of a building now if that's my future. I mean, there's just no... The embassy warning that the ability to leave Russia has already become increasingly difficult with limited commercial flights and crowded border checkpoints. Those residing or traveling in Russia should depart immediately while limited commercial travel options still remain. Putin's decree to mobilize 300,000 soldiers to go fight in his war in Ukraine has reportedly resulted in hundreds of thousands of conscription age men attempting to flee Russia. Yeah, because they don't want to die for him either. They have no desire to give their life so that he can have a little bit more land. That doesn't make any sense at all. But that's not good news in any way. And then, I don't know, thoughts and prayers still going out to what's going on in Iran right now. There's continued protests over this woman that they beat to death. I mean, she wasn't dead when they took her to the hospital from the scene, but she died, dramatically at the hospital in Tehran. And the Iranians are angry, and they have every right to be. They have every right to be. The regime that is controlling them is not interested in their welfare. They are not interested in what is good for them or helpful to them or anything else. But tonight, the main thing that I'm thinking about and focused on is what's happening with the people in Florida. I had tons of friends when the pandemic dragged on that all moved to Florida, and several of them are there, currently, including some of the management of our station. I mean, this is really a very concerning thing. So prayers and thoughts for everyone that's there, and be ready to help as soon as it passes, because people are going to need it. And speaking of that, I don't really understand. So if you're the president of the United States and you have a natural disaster that occurs, your job is to help those people in those states, kind of regardless of whether or not the people that run that state are, all on your team or not. Remember how George W. Bush went down to New Orleans and he was on the ground. He took a look at the damage. He said, what can we do? And even when he showed as much care as he could for a state that was all in Democrat-controlled hands at the time, he still got pummeled for it in the media. Well, Joe Biden is basically just saying, hey, good luck, Florida. I hope you don't need anything. He has not reached out to either of the two senators from the Sunshine State or any other GOP member of the state's congressional delegation. And you would think that one of the first things the president would do would be to call their representatives and say, we're here to help. Sources close to the Florida delegation telling Fox News earlier today that neither Biden nor White House staffers have reached out to either Rick Scott or Marco Rubio about any assistance that might be needed for a Category 4 or Category 5 hurricane recovery. Similarly, he has not reached out to some House Republicans whose districts are directly in the path of the storm. Byron Donalds, telling Fox News as well, he has not yet been contacted by the president to talk over lower-level administration officials in the Federal Emergency Management Agency. We haven't gotten a call, he said, from the president He said FEMA is working closely with our office, but, you know, the president himself is out. And I don't know. I mean, it might be that he's just too much lacking in cognizance to be able to realize that he's supposed to. He literally, in front of a grand number of people at a ceremony today, White House conference on hunger and health and nutrition, he literally asked for a deceased Congress member to come up or to be recognized. It was kind of reminiscent of the time that he asked a man who had no legs to stand. But back then, people thought Joe Biden was coherent. He tried to recover from that embarrassing incident and sort of did it. But the one today, he just, oh, I guess she's not coming. No, Joe, she's dead. So how do we fix things? How do we get the medical and wellness on track? Well, stick around because Dr. Jeanette Nishwat joins me next.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on Salem News Channel. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
You can't sleep. you can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
If you're unfamiliar with the broadcast, every night we tackle a different area of life in the, in essence, trying to help New Yorkers recover from the very rough length of years that we've had, pandemic and following. And we try to do that through common sense. And while the hurricane is not impacting us in the tri-state area presently, there is some thought that if it crosses the peninsula and comes up the coast, that we could see some heavy rains, heavier than normal up here as well, and concentrated in a very short period of time. But there are some, you know, all of us probably have loved ones that are in Florida now. I mean, so many people that I know moved to Florida during the pandemic. And so Dr. Jeanette Nishwat rejoins us. Dr. Jeanette, of course, a part of that amazing Fox News Medical All-Star team, and we're always grateful for her time to be with us in the evenings like this. Dr. J, if I may be so bold, let me start with that. What are some, if we've got relatives that we can give advice to that are in Florida or loved ones down there, what are some really common sense things that people need to do to ensure their safety? And the reason I ask is because my heart was broken earlier today when I saw on the CBS News Instagram feed these two kids playing in what looked like storm surge water that was probably up to their shoulders in terms of how high it was. And they're just out just playing around, no adults, no anything. And I thought, you know, that is not what you probably want kids to be doing as a hurricane's coming on shore. Do you, Dr. Nishwat?
Yeah, I saw that as well, Kevin, and that was a little bit concerning to me. But, you know, I'm sure that their parents were around. It's just that I have family in Tampa and in Florida. I know certain areas were not, you know, given the mandatory or recommendation for evacuation. So hopefully they stay out of that and they are safe. But believe it or not, Kevin, most of the fatalities and severe complications when it comes to a natural disaster occur after a hurricane or an earthquake or a tornado. But, you know, for example, in the case of Florida, if you were advised to evacuate, that's number one. I hope everyone who was recommended to leave left. But if you were not, some safety measures to take, the basics, make sure you have batteries, a flashlight, make sure you have water. Make sure if you're taking any medications that you zip them up in plastic bags in case, you know, they get wet or if there's any flooding, you know, especially if you have high blood pressure and you need to take blood pressure medicines or your asthma inhaler or anything. And then you want to have, you know, for example, protection against if you have to take insulin. Insulin has to be refrigerated. Some people might say, well, I have a generator. Well, you have to be careful because you can't have a generator indoors. Right. No generator should be indoors. It should be outdoors. But for after a hurricane, one of the things we worry about is flooding. And if for the flooding, people are walking through the water. They can have abrasions and lacerations and little cuts and scrapes on the skin that we don't think anything of. But this is when, if they're not cleaned and washed properly, infection sets in. You can get things, what's called cellulitis. You can get what's called trench foot. And it can become something so minor, can become something so significant. So you have to be careful with that. Also, after a natural disaster, we see a lot of GI upset, you know, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, sure, because of the flooding, the sewage, the chemicals, the debris that's in the water. You have to be very careful for what you're eating, what you're drinking, making sure, you know, it's safe. And then I usually see a lot, because I grew up in Florida. I actually went to school in Tampa. And we saw a lot of upper respiratory infections. So a lot of things that we find in the ground, like, for example, mold, mildew can happen. And you have to be careful because you'll see some patients will have coughing and wheezing, you know, itchy eyes, sore throat, that sort of thing. Even fevers can happen. Pneumonias can happen. These are the type of things that can happen after a natural disaster. So you have to be really careful and, you know, make sure. Also, people might wonder, why do you have to be up to date with your vaccinations? Things like tetanus. You know, these are things that we find in the ground, in the dirt. And when you, after a natural disaster, you're more prone to these type of infections. So that's why it's always important to make sure you're up to date with your vaccinations. And if you need medical care, seek it right away. But one of the most important things that we always need to remember is that, you know, this is very traumatizing. Things like PTSD can happen, especially if you have seniors who are in nursing homes who live alone and maybe they have to evacuate. So we also need to keep in mind the mental and emotional impact this has. And there's actually an emergency hotline for natural disaster, anxiety, depression that people can call. It's 1-800-985-5990 if you need help or if you need someone to talk to, whether it's during or after a natural disaster.
Can you repeat that one more time, Dr. Jeanette?
Yes, sir. It's 1-800-985-5990.
I just want to make sure people have a chance to write that down. Friends, one more time, 800-985-5990. And if you know of somebody, because I'm imagining, Dr. Jeanette, maybe here in the tri-state, we're not going to be directly as impacted by this, but we all have relatives, friends, and people that we know that have moved to Florida. In my case, a lot of them recently, and this is their first time there. If they are feeling these impacts, give them that number and let them know that there's help for them. 800-985-5990. What else do we need to know, particularly as it has to do with our health? You say most of this happens following the storm, and with all of the things that they're anticipating that are going to go wrong with this one, everything from, you know, obviously power lines being down and in water and submerged and dangerous, to all of the bacteria and stuff you were describing. It just seems like a really very, very toxic place. You probably don't want to be, you know, exploring much in some of this stuff for the next few days.
Yeah, and the key is, for example, if you live in a high-risk area, if you live in Florida or an area where you get hit by, you know, these types of storms or hurricanes, the key is always being prepared in advance versus scrounging last minute. And I think most people understand the severity of being prepared, but even if you weren't, there's still, you know, things you could have done to protect yourself and things you can do in the aftermath. And of course, if you need medical help, you know, call your doctor, because we're still working. Hospitals are still running. Fortunately, they have generators. But the reason why we see more fatalities afterwards is just people are stressed out. There's sometimes lack of resources, or sometimes it's just lack of access to those resources. And, you know, they're fatigued. And that's when, you know, you don't always make the right decisions, or, you know, someone might say, oh, I'm just going to stay in my home and try to just, you know, see how things go and maybe delay on and getting medical care, or think that it's okay to skip a few days of their medications, which you can't do. So just always, you know, take those common sense step precautions and seek help if you need it.
And I'm guessing that able-bodied people should be thinking about how they can check on people that may not be once the storm clears the path. Because, you know, sometimes you're talking about people that have no ability to get out. You know, they need their neighbors to check on them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, call your neighbor, especially someone, you know, who doesn't get out much or isn't as mobile or lives alone. You know, that's the right thing to do, to check on your neighbor, make sure that they're doing okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So that's a little bit of how you can help impact people's lives that you may know that are in Florida. If you're in contact with them, give them these ideas and more. Dr. Jeanette, when we come back, you've been talking lately about a new drug called nitazene. And I'm just curious your thoughts on it. You can tell us a little bit more about it and the dangers that it is posing here in the U.S. We are very honored to have Dr. Jeanette Nishwat. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Jeanette, J-A-N-E-T-T-E. Simple and easy, and it's always packed with great stuff that you need to know. Coming right back, Medical and Wellness Night on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Attention New Jersey small business owners. Get answers about government resources to grow and thrive. We are the New Jersey Business Action Center, NJBAC. We are the only state government agency with business specialists at your service. If you own a company in New Jersey, we can help you register your business, build your business plan, resolve permitting issues, understand state rules and regulations, get your products to market, find new office space, and assist with finding capital. We provide you with the information you need to save you time and money so you can focus on what matters most. We've got your back at the back. Call us at 1-800-JERSEY-7. That's 1-800-JERSEY-7. This message sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer. From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins. Very honored to have Dr. Jeanette Nishwat in the house. She just missed our VIP cruise a couple of weeks ago, and we're so sad, Dr. Jeanette, you weren't able to be there with us. But we did. The Fox News team was well represented. Dr. Siegel and Dr. Sapphire were both there with their lovely spouses, and we were at the kids' table, and we were at the funnest table. Our table, the Radio Night Live table, was the table to be at, and hopefully you can join us next year. That'll be great.
Yes. I'll be there next year.
I've been watching some of your coverage on Fox about the opioid epidemic that has sadly only worsened because of our immigration policy, or maybe lack thereof. But fentanyl isn't the only threat that's out there. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're seeing this drug. It's actually not new. It's been around, but now the Mexican cartels, they're becoming a little creative and adding this in because they know that doctors, hospitals, it's not our go-to test. It's called ISO. And usually, if we're concerned for an opioid or overdose most recently, it's still fentanyl that is creating the most poisonings that we're seeing. But now we're seeing this other drug, that little traces of it. It's called isoniazid. And it is up to 20 times more powerful than and more deadly than fentanyl. And the problem is that, you know, we have Narcan. Narcan is to help, reverse an overdose. But it doesn't work as well for ISO. It'll work, but you have to have maybe two or three doses, whereas with fentanyl or other opioids, sometimes just one or two, but you're going to need a lot more medicine to help reverse the overdose of this other drug, which is laced in, you know, Percocets or Xanax or, you know, Adderalls that people are buying off the street. Just, you know, the intent is to give the buyers of these drugs an extra high. But instead of just giving them a high, it's killing them. And, you know, it's not as well known as the other opioids, and therefore it's not tested as much. But it's starting to become, you know, more well known. And, you know, of course, hospitals and doctors will do the best they can to first try to reverse any poisoning or overdose and then, you know, do their testing and their toxicology. But it's just something to be aware of. And that's why it's so important, no matter what drug we're dealing with, don't accept or take anything off the streets or even from a friend or even from a family member. Don't take any medication unless it was prescribed to you and given to you from your pharmacist. That's the best and safest thing to do. And I'm especially worried with Halloween coming up, with kids trick-or-treating. You know, they have what's called the rainbow fentanyl, which looks like Skittles and looks like, you know, the sweet tarts, and it's laced these medicines or these candies. You have to be careful that they're, you know, look at the packaging, make sure they're not, you know, drugs that are laced with either fentanyl or the isoniazid.
Well, it's Halloween has always, at least in my way of thinking, presented a very important challenge to parents to be diligent in what you're dealing with. Even if things are in original packaging, checking to make sure that package is not in any way tampered with. There's no holes in it. There's nothing, all the rest of it. But certainly, don't put things in the okay pile that you're going through after they've emptied the stuff on the table. Don't put it in the okay pile if it's in, you know, home baggies or other types of things. If it's not original packaging, it's not worth taking the risk for your kids' well-being. And I'm not a huge fan of Halloween, never have been. I don't think that sugar is necessarily something we need to be stocking kids up on anyway, particularly white and refined sugars. But I know my kids love it and enjoy it, and it's fun to put the costume on and go around and ask for the candy. And it's kind of a big deal where we live, so everybody, you know, the whole block comes out at the same time and does it. But it's still something that I think people need to take a lot of precaution with, particularly in light of this rainbow fentanyl, because Dr. Jeanette, I mean, they've found stockpiles of this stuff just on the border that could kill 500 million persons. That, you know, yeah. we can wipe out a large chunk of planet Earth just from some of the stuff that we found. So we've got to be extra, extra vigilant here.
You're absolutely right. All it takes is just a small amount that can be deadly. You know, we've seen the overdoses in the high schools in Los Angeles, and there was a prison in Oklahoma where 14 of the inmates accidentally overdosed. And finally, we're seeing the drug dealers being held accountable. Even if they didn't know, they're being held accountable and they're being sent to jail for providing these drugs that are killing the younger generation, because they don't know any better. They don't understand that all it takes is one pill to kill you, to change a whole life.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the common sense, Dr. Jeanette. Follow her on Twitter, Dr. Jeanette. I know you're tempted to spell it other ways. Just don't. Just give in to the simple phonetic spelling. Dr. Jeanette, it's the easiest way to do it. And Dr. Nishwat, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up next, a look at your nutrition. Dr. Douglas Howard rejoins us. We are so grateful for the sponsorship from Balance of Nature with the fruits and the veggies and the good stuff they give you. Coming right back.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit timtalksreverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We all know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, right here on AM 970 The Answer, Monday through Friday at noon. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, get healthy, stay healthy.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher wants us to prepare.
We have a battle ahead of us. We have turmoil in America. We've got to be ready to fight. Not physically, but at the ballot box, with ideas, with logic, with wisdom, with clarity. I know this.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer.
Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radio Surgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands. Beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for 1 second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow.
For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Ooh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We'd like to take a check of health and wellness issues, headlines as they pop up in terms of addressing your overall health. And as we continue to come out of pandemic and as we continue to try to get life back to normal, I want to continue to drive home the importance of what the powering factors of this segment have done to my life. Fruits and veggies by Balance of Nature have kept me well for now, going on about 7 years. I haven't had a single outbreak of bronchitis, and I am just remarkably thankful for the impact that they have made on my overall health all the way around. Doc Howard is back with us. Dr. Douglas Howard is the innovator and the originator of Balance of Nature, and he did all the research to put together the 31 fruits and veggies that you get in three little capsules of each. You get 10 servings of those 31 fruits and veggies on any given day. Hey, Doc, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but, you know, because the pandemic and the lockdown and everything else, we've been fairly distracted. But in the last year, in fact, I would say it's been almost impossible to find a major Burger King ad, Dunkin' Donuts ad. Not that these are foods that we would ever recommend anyway, but everything that normally advertises some sort of meat patty. So if it's a hamburger, if it's a sausage biscuit in the morning or whatever, the new thing is they call it the impossible this, the impossible this, the impossible that, made of the impossible sausage patty, the impossible burger.
The impossible meat.
And they say it's 100% plant-based. And even today, there's a headline in Healthline.com, plant-based butter. Is it healthy, nutrition, and how it compares? So they do this whole, like, debrief on that. But in the evolution of the plant-based food.
Do you know what we used to call plant-based butter?
Tell me.
Margarine. Now, is that healthy for you? They're just renaming it. Did you know when margarine first came out, it was white, and they couldn't sell it? And so then they started, you used to get a little packet of yellow dye with your margarine. And at home, then you'd have to mix that yellow dye into the white margarine just so people would eat it.
But that was really plant-based fats?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's plant-based fats.
Wow.
It's hydrolyzed and you know, it's what you do to it. You know,
right.
Here's another one. Here's a good one. Cardboard is plant-based.
I don't eat any of that.
You want to eat a cardboard sandwich?
No. So the in terms of the impossible stuff that we hear about, and I even think they have like an impossible hot dog and stuff like that that's out there. But you've seen this same thread, I'm sure. What are your thoughts about, are they doing anything more nutritious by giving you a plant-based burger than they are the beef burger?
Okay, let me say something here. I'm not picking on any individual restaurant.
Yeah.
But this burger was developed in Silicon Valley. It was. It was developed in Silicon Valley. I don't know about
you. It's made with 3D printers.
That's where it was developed. Now, it doesn't sound like a real farm product to me. No, let's go back to the purity. That is so important. Is I don't care really so much if it's plant-based or not anymore. I can extract chemicals out of an apple that will kill you. But it's plant-based, and so This is more political than anything else that's coming
sure.
from this, with the green deals and all of this stuff. You know, oh, we got to get rid of farting cows. And, oh, can I say that on the radio?
You're fine. Well, you know, part of the reason that this caught my attention was because, you know, I've had that issue with some sludge in my gallbladder and some other things. And so I've been watching fats very carefully. And yes. when I looked into these, I thought, well, plant versus regular, what's the difference? And then the fat factor is even worse in the plant version of the burger patty than the actual beef patty. Like, just give me a nice lean steak that's cooked cleanly with just some salt and pepper. That's way better than any of this other stuff.
At that point, I would agree with you. Here's
yeah.
the problem, too. And this is what I explained. The more processed something is, the worse it is for your body.
Gotcha.
Just pure and simple. And what they've done with this plant-based word is they can just extract it from plants instead, which doesn't make it healthy. And so plant-based, quote-unquote, also only means that it's based on that. It doesn't mean everything in there is plant. It's just the base is plant. Now we can put whatever chemicals we want into it and taste additives. And, you know, one of the natural flavors, did you know it comes from a little gland at the butt of a beaver?
That's okay.
That's true. It's a natural flavor. I think it's strawberry or something. I can't tell you exactly. But you're eating anal gland fluids from a beaver. So is it natural? Sure, it's natural. But I don't, you know what? You know what? I don't know if I can say this on radio, but I've always wondered who figured that out.
I don't.
Who figured out that tasted like strawberry?
I want to ask the same thing of an oyster. Who figured out you could crack that thing open and get something good out of it? Like, I would have just thrown it like a rock.
Starving on an island who watched a seagull.
I guess so. Well, the interesting thing about that is that I do think it's political, and I do think that they're trying to mess with people, and they're trying to say, hey, this is going to be really healthy if you do this, and in reality, it's not any healthier at all. And again, the theme of this segment for many, many years now has been, you know, we're trying to point you in the optimum direction, the best thing possible, not just something that's a little bit better than the worst thing possible.
And I've got to bring you back full circle, because all of this stuff I said, but sometimes we have to process things. It's how it's processed is the number one thing. You
right.
might have two powders sitting there, and they're processed completely different. One or three. One's with a chemical extraction. One's with hot air and cooking and light and heat. And another one is done in a cold, dark vacuum, which preserves all of the nutrients, all of them there, keeps them all together, just like Mother Nature or God or whatever you want to say put it together in the first place to
right.
protect our body. All of those others are killing off important, you can't kill them, they're not alive, but are destroying natural chemicals that should have been there, or they're adding other chemicals because they destroyed other stuff when they put it in there. And the thing with Balance of Nature is it has 100% whole fruits and vegetables, no added chemicals, no added processes, done in a cold, dark vacuum process.
Yeah, and that is such an important point to drive home. Dr. Howard, thanks for being with us. Total Wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard here on Kevin McCullough Radio. We're coming right back from New York, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough coming back to Beway.
Know the trials and tribulations applying today, and that awful feeling that no one is listening. Well, give a listen to Joe Piscopo and what he recently went through at JFK Airport with the TSA.
I gotta tell you, JFK is not like an airport, it's like an alien planet. If you wanted to get a model for how not to run an airport, it's John F. Kennedy Airport. I go in, I'm in the clear thing, you know, and you go, oh, do I have to wait in line? Well, if you just go there and get one of the clear people, and then they'll get you through. That's what you're supposed to do. So I wait in line, I got the clear pass in my hand, and then the girl that was in the TSA, she had the same characteristics as, oh, Goebbels or Himmler. It was as rude, as nasty, unprofessional, with this Napoleonic complex. It was terrible. as inexcusable and rude as anything I've ever seen. At JFK. Very interesting. We have a phone call, and it looks legitimate, from the general manager of JFK Airport. You're the real deal. You're the GM of all of JFK, ma'am.
Yes, I am. I just want to say that the executive director of the Port Authority has zero tolerance for this behavior, and we work very closely with all our partners at JFK to ensure that we provide our customers with a wonderful customer experience. So I apologize. I want to try and make this better for all the other customers that have to fly through at JFK.
Joe Piscopo and AM 970, two huge voices to be reckoned with, fighting for all of us every day.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st, for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you to Dr. Howard and to Dr. Nishwat for joining us tonight. Kevin McCullough, back with you. And, of course, thoughts and prayers and eyes and ears are all peeled for what's going on in Florida. I thought it might be kind of interest to let you know, you heard Governor DeSantis say today that if you waited until today to get out, you had waited too long. So you can't evacuate the state completely, once the storm has kind of gotten on board. But the good thing was they have centers ready in, local areas. You just go to the high ground and they've got places in every place. But you may be asking, what do I take with me? What should be in the go bag, for example, if we do have a hurricane? And, New York's not exempt from having hurricanes. I mean, we've had one in recent years. And this one may crawl the coast and come visit us as well. I don't think it's going to be as bad as this. But anyway, this is what the U.S. Department of State recommends to put in your go bag. Okay, number one, money. ATM cards, credit cards, checkbook, multiple currencies if you are in a foreign port, someplace that you may need to, negotiate in different currencies. Safe deposit keys. You don't want to get those left behind and destroyed in a storm. Government travel card, if applicable to eligible government workers. Those kind of like common sense. You're going to need currency of some sort. So have those things. So that's money is one of the things they say to put in the go bag. Medical items. These may include medical and dental records, if you don't have them electronically, immunization cards, prescription meds, over-the-counter meds, and a small first aid kit along with glasses and contact lenses. Kind of no duh. Personal belongings, things like clothing, pet items, cell phones, chargers for your electronics, etc. Food and water. Grab some snacks and some bottles of water to throw in that go bag as well. And then documentation, passports, visas, marriage, birth, adoption, naturalization certificates, State Department IDs, driver's license IDs, auto insurance policies, power of attorney and will, public school records, pet records, and household effects inventory of you know, what you hope to find when you come back. And then they say some optional weather gear, you know, rain, insect repellent, tarp, all that kind of stuff works. But if you can put it in your go bag and have it ready before the storm gets there, you'll be in better shape. Anyway, thoughts and prayers for Florida tonight. Hope that you're safe as well, wherever you're listening to us from. And we hope that you'll be with us tomorrow. We anticipate having a phenomenal legal night. So I hope that you'll check out both Imran Ansari and our special guests for tomorrow. And then coming up Friday, we've got a very special Broadway-centric focused fun Friday for the Radio Night Live broadcast on Friday. Christine Nicholas and I taking a look at Curtains Up. It's going to be a great opening, and we hope it's going to be a great Broadway season this year. Anyway, that's it for me, Kevin McCullough. We will see you next time.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance.